This goes to Dr. LaRouche, L-A capital R-O-U-C-H-E, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Joseph McGillis, M-C capital G-I-L-L-I-S, date of birth May 27, 1957. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. McGillis with a diabetic nephropathy, a history of right nephrectomy, hypertension, and recent hyperkalemia. His last visit was December 9th, 2024. He had been on 10 milligram of lisinopril daily with normal to high normal levels of potassium. And then when he had lab studies done May 5th, 2025, his creatinine level was stable at 1.23, but potassium had jumped up to 6. So he was given KXLate 45 grams. We stopped lisinopril at that time, and he had a recheck potassium level on May 8th, 2025, and the potassium was down to 4.6, and he was carefully following a low potassium diet. So we advised him to stay off lisinopril and check his blood pressure at home. Within a week, blood pressures were still very normal. About 110 is up to 124 over 60 to 70 when checked. However, as the month progressed, the blood sugar pressures have been climbing. So now the blood pressures have been ranging 140 to 160 over 80 to 90 when checked. So he's worried since we don't have him on lisinopril anymore. Now he's got higher blood pressures. No symptoms at all of the high blood pressure, but definitely not as low as they were previously. His weight is stable. He's feeling well. No headaches or dizziness. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, the only blood pressure medication he's on currently would be bisoprolol, 10 milligrams daily. Also diabetic med and allopurinol. Gabapentin is 300 milligrams 3 times a day. Lipitor, metformin, nitroglycerin if needed, Tylenol, baby aspirin daily. Physical exam, weight is 240 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 68 and regular. Oxygen saturation, 97% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 90. So definitely high in the office today and high at home as he's taking it. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, the labs were done May 5th, 2025. Creatinine, 1.23. Albumin, 4.4. Calcium was 9.6. Potassium was previously described. Sodium, 139. Carbon dioxide, 29. Phosphorus, 4.1. Hemoglobin, 16.0. Normal white count. Normal platelets. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function and recent hyperkalemia necessitating stopping his lisinopril and now hypertension that is not at goal. We are going to start him on low-dose hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram once a day. He's supposed to check blood pressure at home for the next week and then call us with the blood pressure readings. And I've asked him to have labs checked 1 week from now also. I want to have creatinine and electrolytes checked, as we may see lower than normal potassium as well as some hyponatremia with the addition of the hydrochlorothiazide, but hopefully improved blood pressure. If not, we'll consider different medication, most likely something like hydralazine. We just choose not to do something that's multi-day dosing, if possible, once a day. But he does suffer from edema intermittently, so I want to stay away from the calcium channel blockers if possible. And the patient will have lab studies every 3 months and a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.